to blame for the love that's deep inside us now. We're still the same, and the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. Okay, we're back for the second hour of the Investigative Journal, and this short segment, four-minute segment, I'm going to use to update the Tour of Hope, which we talked about in the last hour, and then at the next break, we're going to get to Hugh Turley, who's a researcher and investigator for years. He's written, well, not written, but they put together with lawyers in Washington a pat case on the real happenings of Vince Foster and what was really behind it, and that it was a cover-up by the Starr Commission, Clinton, the rest of the boys, as usual. This you're going to have – I've had you on before. It's been a while, but you're going to want to listen to this because it's a really good good work that he did along with the two attorneys in Washington and other people involved in that were basically trying to get to the truth and kicked out of the Starr Commission for that. So we'll get to that in a couple minutes, but let me update the Tour of Hope. You heard the inside information that Leo Zagami gives. There's other people that have come forward, like Jim Rothstein, a New York police detective, Father Archbishop Bouffard, who lives now, that's Gerard Bouffard, who lives in Vancouver, who was a high-level Mason, a Archbishop of Guatemala, worked in the Vatican. Many people are coming forward with pat information, with solid information, factual information that is being kept from the American people. Now, I can say beyond a reasonable doubt, if I was in a court of law, using my legal experience and having to put a case like this together, would be very difficult but yet possible. And it would show beyond a reasonable doubt that when you talk about 9/11, the conspiracy to bring down this country, we can go into the pedophilia ring, we can go to the corrupt Federal Reserve Bank, the IRS criminal laws, other things. It would all go back to the same place, and we could show beyond a reasonable doubt, for example, in 9/11, that it isn't just the banksters, isn't just Bush, that if we started digging and use the names that Leo give, I'll give one out, you Comandante Hugo Ballestieri, the head of the New York Rotary Club, if we started with him and got exactly the power to depose people and to use our justice system, we could bring down Giuliani, Cardinal Egan, the Black Pope, whatever goes on inside the Vatican and their sick ways down in those Satan-worshipping rooms. I can get into that, too, if you'd like. But we could do it. We could do it. We could show that all these people are co-conspirators, Bush and the rest of them, all having prior knowledge to kill 3,000 people. And they're going to kill many more if we don't start thinking in these terms. Now, I'm going to say right now, categorically, in the next 9/11 conference, if no one brings this up, you guys aren't doing anybody any good. I mean, there's a lot of great information there. You're going to have the experts, Stephen Jones and Fetzer and the rest of them, which I'm not saying anything bad about them. But, you know, we've heard it before. We've heard the same stories over and over again, but it's time to hear the other side of the story. Now, why won't you let anybody speak in a 9/11 conference in this manner? Why don't you let people talk like this? Do you really want to get at the truth? Well, you get this message to those people there, that this message needs to be told, and I can get you 20 speakers. I can get you a bunch of speakers that'll come and tell you about and help you to get to the bottom of 9/11. Donna Marshall Connor, who I've had on my show, who lost her daughter, who was 3 months pregnant, running out of 9/11, doesn't care where the trail goes, doesn't have an agenda. You owe it to these people to not allow your egos to get in the way and allow people to bully you. And present a message and tilt it one way or the other. And that's my message to you for the new conference coming up in Arizona for 9/11. We'll be back with you, Turley, in about 2 minutes, 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back on the investigative. Last note on what I was saying before the break is I just want to mention this, and so it's perfectly clear. No one has a corner on the truth. No one has the right to suppress information that is beyond a reasonable doubt in the minds of people that have been investigating certain things about the New World Order, from keeping that from the American people in whatever way possible. Everyone has the right to begin to talk openly about this problem, and others do it. This discussion should not be limited, and it is. My discussions with Leo and other things are not well accepted in many areas, and I want people to know that if you go to my website at arcticbeacon.com, you can read how to figure out who's trying to get to the truth and who's pushing a propaganda campaign on you, and you deserve better. And what I'm going to say, and these Donna Marshall Connor, who lost her daughter at the World Trade Center, her daughter was 24 years old. She ran out trying to save her life. She was 3 months pregnant, hit by fallen debris, one of the 240-some bodies that were found intact. She deserves better. She has no agenda. She doesn't care if it goes to the Vatican, the Zionists, to Bush. She just wants an open investigation. We're not getting that anywhere in this country regarding the real New World Order, and I mean that. We're getting nothing, and we're getting lies. And that bring me to my next guest, Hugh Turley. He's a true patriot. Hugh Turley's been on my show before. He has a website called www.fbicoverup. That's a hyphen between coverup.com. Failure of the public trust. And I'm going to read this off of his homepage so you understand exactly where he's coming from and what we're going to discuss this hour. The federal investigative records on this website, that's Hugh Turley's website, prove the existence of an FBI/independent counsel media cover-up of the murder of Deputy White House Counsel Vince Foster. We have been told that Foster's death has been thoroughly investigated by our government media. They have lied to the public. Three federal judges attached evidence. Chris, I can hear you in the back there. Three federal judges attached evidence of the murder to independent counsel Kenneth Starr's report on Foster's death. Starr's lead investigator, Assistant U.S. Attorney Miguel Rodriguez, admits in taped telephone conversations that Robert Fisk and Kenneth Starr's office covered up the murder. The media informed The media was informed and remains silent. Please freely distribute the contents of this site, which are immense, 500 pages, not only of information, but a legal document that shows there was a cover-up, and Starr and the rest of them were involved. You, Turley, how are you today?
I'm very good. Good to have you speak again, Greg. We might just start right at the top of this. You know, this year is going to be the 10th anniversary of probably the best example of news suppression in our country that I know of firsthand. Because on October 10th of 1997, the U.S. Court of Appeals, a three-judge panel, ordered Kenneth Starr to include evidence of the murder and of the grand jury witness intimidation of a witness to his official report. And if you order Starr's report, you get the full enchilada, if you will. You get the attachment from the court with this evidence. Now, the media blocked this out when it happened. It was a historic event in American history to have an independent counsel's report ordered with the cover-up by his own staff attached to the report, but it still has yet to be reported in any paper in this country.
If I may say something, Chris, you might want to pod down your speaker. We can hear what's going on in the room, in the production room. So I just wanted to mention that. But go ahead. What have you – tell us, the most important – Chris – we can hear you in the production room. Okay. I think we can get rid of that voice back there. Right. I think he forgot to shut I didn't want to get private conversations on the radio. But go ahead. We know that there's been a cover-up. I know it from reading what you've done. Explain what this 500 pages is and some of the main points in your documents.
It's pretty long a document. It's 510 pages with 911 footnotes, all to the official investigative record. We didn't use anything for the investigation outside of what was officially available from the government, so we used their own records to prove the cover-up. And this was written after Starr's report was released with our 20-page attachment. And up to that time, we hadn't seen the official report, but we responded to it with this document. We filed it in the U.S. Court of Appeals, asked that this would be also attached. The courts did not do that. And we appealed all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States. This was part of a lawsuit for a witness, Patrick Knowlton, who was at Fort Marcy Park the day of Foster's death. And this document was an attempt to get his case to court to prove that there was, you know, grand jury witness intimidation. But the courts just would not allow the case to go forward, even though we had all this evidence to back it up. We just don't have a court system that's going to allow that to get out.
I think the one key attached evidence that is important is that there's actually a addendum because of your work in the court records, which a 20-page addendum, which the media has completely ignored, showing that they are complicit in this cover-up.
Right.
Tell us about that 20-page addendum, which categorically states, even from federal judges, that there was a cover-up in the Starr Commission.
Well, that document is really amazing because we asked the court to attach evidence of the cover-up, and it included evidence that the gun at the scene was not owned by Mr. Foster. It showed that photographs of the crime scene had vanished. It showed that the witness, Patrick Knowlton, had been harassed and intimidated on the streets of Washington, D.C. prior to his grand jury testimony. It had evidence that there was an extra additional wound on Mr. Foster, a bullet wound, if you will, in his neck. Officially, he was shot in the mouth. And this wound did not exist, according to Starr's report. But the U.S. Court of Appeals overruled Starr's objection. When we asked the court to attach this, they ordered it attached. Mr. Starr responded with a 9-page letter, and asked that the court reconsider that they not attach it. And we didn't even have to respond to that because they ruled the very next day, and they told Mr. Starr, your motion is denied, append your report, and they ordered the evidence of the cover-up of the murder attached to his report. So it is a part of the official record. That document is the official record of Foster's death, and that document has the evidence of the cover-up. And this was done, by the way, by Starr's deputies. The whole report by Starr was written by Brett Kavanaugh. He's now in the U.S. Court of Appeals, the court that attached our documents. So the courts have kind of gone downhill since then. It seems in Washington, if you go along with cover-up and corruption, you get rewarded and you move up. And if you do not, you end up like his predecessor, Miguel Rodriguez, who also worked for Starr, tried to tell the truth. He was sent backpacking back to California. So if you don't if you don't go along, you go down. If you go along, you go up.
Right. And also, this 20-page addendum is in the official record. Why have you – I know you've tried to get it out to the media. Now, they should be able to print this without any qualms that it's an official source. But have they done that?
Yeah, they have. It's the media is something that's very difficult, I think, for the public to understand, because most American citizens, including myself at one time, believe that there is an honest journalist somewhere in this country. And that's just simply not the fact. It's not the case. I'll tell you how we tried to get this news to the public. We went down to the National Press Club here in Washington, D.C. There's 14 floors in the building. We went from the top to the bottom and put this information underneath the door. He slid into the door, dropped it off at every office in the National Press Club building. We emailed it, faxed it, sent it all over the country to newspapers, radio stations, talk radio, Rush Limbaugh and everybody, all these people that are supposed to get information out to the public. We even went out into the Midwest, out to the small farming communities, to little newspapers in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Rochester, Minnesota, Green Bay, Wisconsin. We thought maybe out there, outside the Washington Beltway, maybe a small-town newspaper would get it out. But that didn't happen either. We went to the universities and the colleges and the history departments and the philosophy departments where they're supposed to teach the truth. And we tried to get it taught on a campus, or at least people to get the message out. We thought if we could just plant the fire somewhere, the light of truth, if just one community knew. If they knew in Fargo, North Dakota, maybe they'd hear about it in Minnesota. But it's not going to happen, because you can't get this information to the public. It just doesn't happen. We can get on a radio show now and then. I've even been on Bob Grant in New York City and Manhattan, and you're like a column of air. You're on, and then it just evaporates, and you're gone the next day. You've been nice enough to have me back in your program several times, because this topic really needs saturation. It has to be repeated over and over and over, or the public just doesn't get it. Monica Lewinsky and things like that get driven into the public's consciousness ad nauseum. You hear all about O.J. Simpson's thing and on and on and on. People all know about those events. But the real truth about the corruption in our country is just not reported to the public. That's the fact.
Right, and this case shows it. That 20-page addendum, which is public record, has not been published anywhere in the mainstream media.
And it's huge, because everybody knew who Kenneth Starr was because of Monica Lewinsky. It's huge news that he covered up a murder of a White House official, yet nobody will report it. And the reason the journalists don't do this is not because they have a great conspiracy. It just doesn't advance their careers. If you want to move up in journalism in America, you go along with the official truth. And not necessarily
that's how
the whole
Heather got but, there. That's how the Katie Couric, that's how the rest of them sit up there and make their millions, while the rest of the country gets built by these criminals, and it's even getting more serious. I mean, when you talk about the destruction of the entire country as we know it, happening right before our eyes. And this murder of Foster is indicative of what's going on all over our country. And your report is so important. Give us the website is FBI-coverup.com. I think what we're going to do, we're going to take a short break here, so I'm not going to get into this. But when we get back, I do want to discuss how you put that together with two attorneys in Washington. And then in the second half hour, discuss this the importance of Miguel Rodriguez in this whole investigation, what he found out and how he's been treated. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Hugh Turley on the Investigative Journal.
Desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
All right, folks, we're back, and these are the kind of stories you need to listen to because this will connect the dots a long way into deeply into the White House, and why they covered up the Vince Foster murder is not really the topic of discussion, I believe, or the speculation of who did it, but you're going to get 511 pages if you go to FBI/cover/up.com. And this was a document filed in the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia, Circuit Special Division, for the purpose of appointing independent counsels. And it, the document appears in, it was filed in many different courts. And, boy, it's just incredible. And this was filed on behalf of Knowlton. It's just incredible to me, though, that, here we got court documents and we got testimony. We have everything you want to show a cover-up, and the media just treats it as if it doesn't exist or you don't exist. Have you ever had any problems or any repercussions for trying to get this truth out, you?
No, not really. I mean, nothing adverse happened. We just spent a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of effort. I just didn't think that it was impossible to get the truth out to the public. I didn't understand what reality was when we began. I think the three of us, meaning John Clark, Patrick Knowlton's attorney, Patrick Knowlton himself, and I, we didn't realize we really didn't have a chance from the beginning. We started on this, really, he went back to the beginning when Patrick was at Fort Marcy Park the day of Foster's death, and he was a key witness, and I'll tell you why he was so important, is that when he was at that scene, Foster was already dead. He was officially dead for some time when Patrick arrived at the park. He didn't see the body, but what he did see was the parking lot area, which is very small, and Mr. Foster's car was not there. Now, what this signifies and why it's so important is that it shows that Mr. Foster did not drive to the park, and officially he drove there and killed himself. Well, that just didn't happen, and Mr. Knowlton can prove it didn't happen because he was there and the car, and Mr. Foster's car was not. And this was supported by all of the paramedics and the firemen and the rescue workers and other witnesses, civilian witnesses that were at the scene that day. They all saw a brown Honda automobile, and Mr. Foster's car was gray, and it was a much newer model. So the fact is Mr. Foster didn't drive to the park. Mr. Knowlton and all the other witnesses can prove it, and that in is the key part of the cover-up as far as Mr. Knowlton is concerned as a witness. And the government didn't want him to say this or to tell that story. They tried to get him to change his story and say that he saw Foster's car, and they used a lot of harassment and threatening techniques to intimidate him and trying to get him to change his story.
And therein shows the cover-up. I mean,
there you go. That's it. That's it in a nutshell. That's the whole thing. And then, but what we did then, we had, you know, to prove the cover-up, we went and dug up all this other evidence just from the official record. It's amazing when you look at the official documents and read that the transcripts of these people that were interviewed. In fact, one of the police officers who was in charge of the crime scene, Cheryl Braun, she was the lead investigator. She's quoted in her deposition as saying that they asked her, when did you reach the conclusion that it was a suicide? And she said, and I'm quoting, prior to going up and looking at the body. And that's the way investigations are done in our country. They have a conclusion before they have an investigation. They don't really have an investigation. As you know, I've heard you talk about 9/11 on your show. There was another case where they concluded who did it and how it happened without any investigation.
Yeah,
that's American style of investigating. They just no matter how much the evidence changes, the conclusion always remains the same. And we put the website up as an effort to get it to the American public, so it would at least be up there for people to see. The site again, the address is FBICover-up.com. It's cover-up, FBICoverup.com. And everything you want to read about the Foster death is there. Two popular questions I want to take care of right away is because people always ask me these two questions. They say, who did it and why? And we really don't know who did it, and that wasn't the purpose of what our efforts were. We were simply trying to prove murder, and we have successfully done that. Why he was killed, I have no idea. People like to speculate on different reasons. We didn't do any speculating. All we did was prove that he was murdered and that he didn't commit suicide. He didn't drive to the park. And, you know, that's once we know he's been murdered, then we can go on and try to, you know, get the authorities to solve the murder. But officially, the authorities haven't even accepted that it's a murder. They could continue to say that it was a suicide.
Right.
Until they
so
get
they're not
that
doing any invest. This thing is law. They're not doing any investigating,
no.
And we would wonder where it would lead to. I would speculate it would lead right to the White House, and even deeper than that. I know there's been speculation about a hit team that's been witnessed outside his apartment. Wasn't there something on that?
I don't know. I didn't see any of that in the record. I really can't comment to that effect. I know we can look at who covered it up. I mean, the cover-up was done by the FBI, and I should probably mention how we know that as well, because the FBI was part of the initial investigation with the U.S. Park Police. And then they got an independent counsel, a special prosecutor, actually. Robert Fisk was appointed by Janet Reno to reinvestigate the case, and Mr. Fisk used the very same FBI agents again. And then Mr. Starr was asked to investigate it, and he used the FBI again. So it's all been FBI all the way. So
all right,
cover
listen,
it up.
I have to take a break. You are going to come back in 3 minutes and continue with the strange case of Vince Foster. Back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back for the second half, last half hour of the Investigative Journal. And if you want to get the real truth about the Vince Foster cover-up, and I underline cover-up, go to www.fbicover/up.com, and you can read all about it there. And also regarding the cover-up of the media, they have just not even bothered to look at the court documents and tell the American people about the truth behind Starr's cover-up. They just let it sit there and allow these criminals to kill more people. I also want to say, if you want to listen to it, you can go to my website, scroll about three quarters of halfway down. You'll see Special White House Murder Audio CD. You has kindly donated that so I can, there's a slight charge just so I can cover some costs and maybe keep the truth flowing. I want to thank him for that. You can go there and read Special White House Murder Audio CD. Listen how Vince Foster murder was covered up. Exclusive tape statement by U.S. Attorney Miguel Rodriguez, pinning Special Prosecutor Kenneth Starr, Brett Kavanaugh, assistant to the President Bush and now federal court judge, and other high-level officials lying and covering the 93 Foster murder. Let's get to Miguel Rodriguez. He was the original. He was the original lead investigator under Starr. Correct to you?
Right, that was the Starr's investigation. Was the third investigation. He was appointed by the U.S. Court of Appeals, the Special Division of the U.S. Court of Appeals. And when Starr took over, he hired Miguel Rodriguez to be his lead investigator on the Foster death investigation. And he could see immediately. I guess he was interviewing people before the grand jury, and he was in charge of that investigation. He could see that the things weren't going right, that there was something wrong, and something was, murder was being covered up. But pressure was applied to him, and he was threatened, and he responded by contacting members of the press and the media. And he spoke to hundreds of journalists and tried to get the truth out. And, you know, he didn't leak grand jury information. That would be inappropriate. But he did tell people in the media that there was a cover-up of this murder. And, of course, none of that was ever reported. There was one gentleman, Reed Irvine, God bless his soul. He died a couple of years ago. But Reed was working at Accuracy in Media, a think tank here in Washington that he ran. And when Miguel contacted him, Mr. Irvine taped all of his phone conversations, which is legal in the District of Columbia. And he wanted to be accurate, and one of the ways to be accurate, he said, was to tape record everything. That way he had statements just the way they were said. And he taped all of his phone conversations with Mr. Rodriguez. So those tapes were passed on to my friend Patrick Knowlton, and Patrick put them out on a CD. And you can hear Miguel Rodriguez in his own words, the lead investigator for Kenneth Starr's Office of Independent Counsel, tell about the cover-up and how it was done and who participated in it. It's all there for, and that really validated all of the 510-page document that we'd filed in courts and the attachment that we got to Starr's report, and everything that we had discovered and uncovered fit with what Mr. Rodriguez had told Mr. Irvine.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all out there for people. You'd think those tapes would be pretty interesting to listen to, but you won't hear those broadcast on any of the networks or any of the radio stations in our country, because information like that is just shut down.
And if you want to hear that, you can go to my website, but scroll about halfway down, and you can get the audio tape there that's on my site, and you can order that. So that's one way to get the information out. I wish that it was on national news so people could actually understand it. Maybe we can get closer to really stopping these guys.
Right. Well, he said he was threatened. You know, his poor guy was he was threatened, and then they fired him, and they replaced him with Brett Kavanaugh, who had been his assistant. And Mr. Kavanaugh apparently was willing to do what Brett Kavanaugh or Miguel Rodriguez was unwilling to do. And he wrote the report that said Mr. Foster drove his car to the park, which, of course, he did not.
And now where's Mr. Kavanaugh?
Pardon me?
Where's Kavanaugh now?
Kavanaugh was, after the investigation, Bush took office after Clinton, and he was hired by Bush to come into the White House and work as an advisor to the president. And Mr. Bush appointed him to be on the U.S. Court of Appeals, which is the second highest court in the United States. And that's where he is now. And another guy that worked in the office was John Bates, and he was appointed to the federal court. He's on what they call the secret court that decides who can get spied on.
And let me tell you where Miguel Rodriguez is. I, months ago, after talking with you, decided to track him down, and he's now a federal – he's working in Sacramento, still still working with the Justice Department as an attorney. But the strange thing about it is when I called his secretary, she said, how long have you known Miguel? And I said, well, this goes back a ways. And she goes, there is a Michelle Rodriguez working here. And I said, And I said, is that the same? And she said, well, she wouldn't come out and basically say that. She said, I believe you're calling the right person, but his name is now Michelle.
Well, let me take that another step further, but since you brought that up, because since we've talked last, I heard something about that myself.
Okay.
So during the recent Christmas holiday season, I understand Kenneth Starr was at a cocktail party, and this is just something I heard from Patrick Knowlton, and he told me that Mr. Starr went up to somebody and told him, volunteered in conversation, that Miguel Rodriguez is not reliable because he had a sex change operation. He can't count on that guy.
Right.
So they're using that to discredit the man's, and what he told Mr. Irvine before he had an operation.
Right.
So anyway, if he had the operation stuff, I don't really know, but if apparently Mr. Starr has been telling people that that's discrediting for Mr. Rodriguez. I don't know. That's something I heard. I don't know if it's true.
I would disagree with that. I mean, it doesn't affect his ability to be a lawyer.
Well,
it might affect his sexual preferences, but not his ability to be a lawyer or to discern the truth. But yes, I would say 100% that he is now Michelle. He had a sex change operation, according to the inferences and the discussion I had with his secretary in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. So I wonder about that, but it shouldn't affect his. That's basically what they'll do is discredit him and continue to ignore the facts in your documents.
Right. Well, we don't need Mr. Rodriguez to prove that Mr. Foster was murdered, but I mean, he was the lead investigator and he did volunteer that information to Mr. Irvine on tape. So there you are.
Now, even though years have passed, it's been what 90? He was killed in 93. Yeah, it's going on
July.
Yeah.
It'll be 14 years this July.
Right. No luck yet. I mean, it's incredible to me how your story just stays silent. I mean, this is a key murderer. I mean, this is a high White House official. Probably we could say, we can't prove it yet, but we could say that there's suspicions that Clinton was involved and others for reasons involving money, and maybe Foster learned something he shouldn't have. But, you know, this is something that you think would be on the top priority list of New York Times, Washington Post, any of these newspapers, especially with this solid information coming out of the federal courts.
Well,
so
it may get resurrected again. I'm kind of hopeful since Hillary Clinton's running for office now. Since a lot of people have liked to in the past, link the Clintons to Mr. Foster's death, although I didn't find any link there other than the fact that I think as friends of Mr. Foster and as the chief executive in the White House, I think Mr. Clinton should have taken an interest in finding out what happened to his friend, and apparently he didn't care. And the Clintons never lifted a finger to get the truth out. But I don't know that they had anything to do with the death. I think the record shows that they were quite surprised when he died. But if Mrs. Clinton does get elected or runs for the presidency, I think that this issue will come back up again because Mr. Foster died during the first Clinton administration. So there is a possibility that maybe it'll get a little more traffic. I don't know that our site will get any reporting in the news, but they may bring up rumors and other things that don't go anywhere, but that's sort of typical.
Yeah, and she should be asked these questions about this document and why she's not pursuing, even in the Senate, the truth.
That's right. That's right. I mean, Mr. Bush is as guilty as covering it up as Mr. Clinton was. I mean, he took office and he was supposed to clean house, and he didn't get to the bottom of it. He appointed Brett Kavanaugh to come work in his office and then made him a federal judge, so that didn't help.
Yeah.
I think, really, you're right. Mrs. Clinton should be asked about the attachment to Starr's report on Vincent Foster, and, you know, it shows evidence of a cover-up and witness intimidation, and what's she going to do about it?
And she's going to say something, but the Starr Commission said this, and it's done. There's been three investigations. And I think we could say, Hillary, listen, look at the 20-page report. Comment on that. And that should – and you're a lawyer.
Exactly.
You should know, especially a lawyer and a friend supposedly of Vince. That would give you even more reason to bring this up in the public eye and castigate Starr.
Right.
And the rest of them, and comment on Brett Kavanaugh. Why is he a federal judge when he covered this up?
Right.
And the judges in the courts are stating that. I mean, just foolish. And you know how they're going to dance around the issues. I'm just so tired of them.
I can tell you, Helen Thomas danced around it. I met her at the press club one night for dinner at a group meeting, and I hand her the 20-page attachment. Everybody knows Helen Thomas. She sits in the front row at the White House for the press conferences.
Yeah, she supposedly is a good, you know, why didn't she do anything?
Yeah, she's the watchdog. Well, I handed her the 20-page attachment, and I told her what it was, and she looked at the whole group of about 20 of us, and she said, this should be reported to the American people. And a few months later, I called her office down at UPI and asked her when she was going to report it. And she said, why are you asking me? And I said, well, can I, you know, she said, I'm not interested in that. And I said, can I quote you? She said, no. She said, don't quote me. She hung up on me. So Helen Thomas isn't going to report it. That's why she has a front row seat at the White House.
Yeah, and she's playing a game.
She checks her integrity at the door when she goes in.
Yeah, she's playing a game like the rest of them, that she's going to tell you the truth and listen to her. But if she's not, if she actually, you know, she says this should be reported, she takes it, then you call her and say, well, why don't you report? And she says, why do you call? Well, you're a reporter, Helen. And then she doesn't even want to be quoted that she won't report it. I mean, come on.
She wants to sit in the front row at the White House and throw the softballs to whoever's in office.
Yeah, yeah, amazing.
That's her job.
Well, you know, you besides you've seen this, I guess the Foster case opened your eyes up to really what's happening. But do you have any comments about other things going on in our country? I mean, you see from every avenue, and whatever you'd like to comment about the Federal Reserve, the
we had to do a show on this in time because I did an article on it recently. But the grand jury is really our last best hope, Greg. And a lot of people don't know what the grand jury is or the history of the grand jury and why we have it and what it does. But that was really instituted prior to our Constitution. It's a pre-constitutional institution. And I learned about this because my friend Patrick Knowlton was on the grand jury as a witness. And I learned a lot about how this institution works. And if you're on the grand jury, you can ask questions. And you don't have to let the prosecutor lead you around. And that's what usually happens nowadays. The prosecutors lead the grand jurors in a direction. They get people indicted that might even be innocent. But you could put that prosecutor on the witness stand and ask him some questions under oath. And you should be wary of federal prosecutors because they may be covering up the truth and hiding the truth from you, the grand jurors. So grand jurors need to find out, and you can look on, you know, you can read about the history of the grand jury. Now we got Google, you can look online, read up yourself. But people need to learn about the grand jury because that is something that we can protect ourselves from government corruption. You know, back in 1911, I think it was, in Minneapolis, the grand jury indicted the mayor of Minneapolis and the police chief.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, that doesn't happen in our country. When was the last time a mayor and a police chief got indicted by a grand jury? And when the prosecutor refused to prosecute them, the jury foreman took over and said, I'll prosecute them, and he prosecuted them. And the sheriff and the mayor fled town, but they got them back through extradition. But, you know, they had to clean up that town. But, you know, that town was so corrupt back there in the early, 20th century, but the grand jury worked back then. And you know, grand juries need to indict some of these government officials that we have. And they just, it doesn't happen because people don't know what their powers are.
It's become a rubber stamp organization for the prosecution.
Yes, the federal judge or state judge in New York Supreme Court once said, "If in this country you could indict a ham sandwich," it's a famous quote. But see, if people know their power, if people know what they can do, we can exercise our power. And if people don't know what their rights are as grand jurors, they don't use them. They get a handbook from the government that tells them what they can do, but it doesn't really tell them all that they can do. And people need to know about their power in the grand jury. That's very important, I think, for people to know that, because then they can protect their rights, and we can protect one another. If the prosecutors are trying to indict you and you're innocent, the citizens can refuse. They did this with Peter Zenger, who back in the colonial days was accused of slander by the royal prosecutor for the king, and the colonists refused to indict him. They said, no, we're not going to indict Mr. Zenger. And they tried twice to get him indicted, and the people said no. And
right.
We need to have good, educated grand jurors in our country. That's what I would advocate for.
Yeah, and that's the point. I mean, if look what we could do if we really thought that we had some power. A great point.
As we need a grand jury to investigate 9/11, for crying out loud. Imagine if we had a grand jury that really of citizens that wanted to get to the truth, and they dug into that. But there's never been a grand jury investigation of 9/11. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and that's a possibility. That's one thing we could do.
We need a grand jury to do that, don't we?
Yeah, and I tell you what.
You probably know some people that could be on it.
And Washington would be you'd see a lot of people running out of Washington. If there ever was a fair grand jury at 9/11, there'd be a lot of people leaving the country. And maybe that'd be for the good. Because I think we got so many problems happening now all at once that people are just inundated everywhere you look, war in Iraq, illegal immigration, the eminent domain laws being stripped, Patriot Act taking away your constitutional rights. I mean, what more is left? I mean, this is Nazi Germany, Communist Russia all over again. And people
just the grand jury. We just don't know what it is or what it does, and people don't know how to function as grand jurors. That's the sad reality. But if we had grand jurors, we could get some people and subpoena them and get them down there and ask some tough questions. And there's a lot of people that need to be asked some tough questions.
You're right, and that's something we could look forward to. Research the grand juries. Maybe we can get a grand jury for 9/11, and if there's people out there who've tried, let me know what's happened.
I'll send you an article I wrote on it. Maybe you can use it.
Okay, send me an email, and I'll put that up on my website.
All right.
And people could read about it. But, yeah, that's a good point. But you know what I think is happening here? Outside of the law and all the things we can do to get justice, I think in the hearts of the people have been so smashed. The hearts of our citizenry has been so hurt that we don't even have people willing to get up to do these things anymore. They feel so helpless. And I really want to instill more hope in people that there is a way to do this. There is a way to defeat these people. And I think what they see is they're clinging to this last, I see it kind of hanging. It's like a string of freedom. And we got a whole bunch of people just hanging on it. It's not broken completely yet, but just about ready to go. And many people are in denial of really what's happening in our country and are clinging to those, I guess, the myth of American freedom and apple pie and the rest of it. Do you see it that way too?
Well, I don't know. I just I've been wrong about so many things. I think that's worth the things we need to realize is that we can be wrong. And
yeah,
I'm not sure what the answers are, but I think I encourage everybody to look for the truth. If you look for it, you'll find it.
All right, listen, we're going to take a 2-minute break, 3-minute break, come back with our final segment.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
The words that I remember from my childhood still are true.
that there's none so blind as those who...
All right, we're back for our final segment, a short segment here. I just wanted to make one program note. The archives for RBN, which are really important for people because they like to listen at their leisure sometimes to these shows, are being taped right now. All the shows since there's been this turmoil at RBN are being taped, and the archives are being restored. And I just put out a plea to the internal problems going on with the people that used to be there to allow these archives for every one of the broadcasters out, because people rely on them, and it's time not to be selfish. And it isn't RBN that's being selfish here. They're trying to get them back. But, you know, as radio goes, there's always these problems. But I really stand just to get the broadcasts archived. Well, RBN is taping the shows in the interim the last 2 weeks. The archives are going to be restored, and I'm writing down all my guests, so I will put up my guest lists, and you'll be back to normal shortly. So that's my program note. Hugh Turley is with me. Go to www.fbicover/up.com. You can read all about the cover-up of the Vince Foster murder. This is all documented in federal court cases through the work of Hugh Turley. John Clark, who's the attorney in Washington, who was courageous enough to come do this type of work, and also Patrick Knowlton, a witness who didn't bend to all their intimidation. And I might want to also add Miguel Rodriguez, who tried to tell the truth, and boy, he was just stepped on and sent back to California packing. I can't believe, you know, we're in a bad situation. Our legal system, people wonder about the legal system, but you pointed out two things. We got this, wow, let me call him a criminal, Kavanaugh, who's now a federal court judge in the second most powerful court in the country. We have Kenneth Starr, who's now, I believe, a president of a law school. And we wonder why we have problems in our legal system with people at the top like this. They're not role models, I would say, for up-and-coming young lawyers. What are your thoughts?
Well, no, they're not. I hope these people can turn their own lives around, because it's tragic, I think, when people get sort of sucked into doing things and going along with the group. You know, this is something Miguel pointed out, that people were team players, and people sort of get sucked into stuff. And I don't know what makes people go the wrong way, but each individual has to choose their own path. Patrick and John chose to tell the truth, and then so did Mr. Rodriguez, and there's really no reward in that, but they did the right thing, and they're really good people, but some others chose to just go along with something that was corrupt and advance their careers they did. So that's the way the game is played here in our nation's capital. By the way, the website is a hyphen, it's like a dash, fbicover-up.com.
Okay, so, sorry.
That's all right. But you can find it. If you search online, fbicoverup.com, it's just got that hyphen between the word cover and up.
You know, we only have about a minute left. I'm going to have you back again, but we were talking on the phone, and you were telling me some interesting things. You're working on an article about the background of why The Wizard of Oz was written and are produced and shown in our country.
That's another story. I start, well, you know, once you learn you haven't been told the truth about one thing, you start to wonder, what else have they been hiding from me? you start to look around, and you find out, well, it's darn near everything, you know? So, there's a little Wizard of Oz here in Washington. I have to tell you about that sometime.
Yeah, we're going to have you back and talk about that. So, anyway, you were all out of time. Thanks a lot.
All right.
And we'll have you on again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay, you Turley. The truth about Vince Foster. Go to my website, arcticbeacon.com, and you can get an audio tape. Go to Hugh's website that we gave out already, and you can read about it. We're going to be back tomorrow. Great show tomorrow. I'm bringing back Leo Zagami from Norway, and he's going to talk to us with some of his members of the Tour of Hope there, and hopefully get interest here. And also Eric Phelps will be with us tomorrow to continue this theme. We must get at the truth, folks. We must hear the whole story. Well, you can get it here at RBN and on the Investigative Journal. Until tomorrow, good afternoon.